Let us pray. Amazing Lord, thank you for the opportunity of being here together, experiencing the power of your Holy Spirit, the power of community. We pray, Lord, that at this time when we are getting ready to hear your word, we soak ourselves in your word and are able to be transformed by the power of your grace. So, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Redeemer, our Sustainer, and our Lord. Amen. So, wow, 5 weeks of Broadway shows where we find faith behind some favorite music. Each of these musicals has touched an essential truth of our human condition, and through them we encounter this essential truth with some God-given solutions. Phantom reminded us that we should accept God's love for us and we should give it in return. Aladdin, that we all have value because our value comes from God, being created in God's image. Mamma Mia revealed the importance of our choices. And Annie showed us that always having hope is essential, it's critical for our existence. Today, West Side Story. This musical touches on some social issues, immigration, hate, and violence in the 1960s. The United States has been a land of immigrants since the beginning, unless you're a Native American. Ever since, the subject and action of immigration has created tension between those who immigrated initially but now feel at home and those who just immigrated and designated as foreigners. The west side of Upper Manhattan has been a melting pot. In the movie, there are two gangs who struggle to accept diversity, resulting in division, conflict, and tragedy. That division is represented by the Puerto Rican Sharks, recent immigrants, and the Jets, descendants from mostly European countries, who have conveniently forgotten their original immigration status. Now they consider themselves Americans. These gangs, and all gangs, believe that those who do not look like us, think like us, or talk like us, they are not our people. If you are not like us, you're foreign. So we treat them less than us. Each gang takes their identity as either Sharks or Jets very seriously, creating division instead of unity. The American Jets, originally headed by Tony and Riff, are just like the Puerto Rican Sharks, headed by Bernardo. Each group is fiercely defensive of their territory, the streets that belong to New York City, but they claim as their own. Each group is very loyal to their own little group, always suspicious of the other. West Side Story has a powerful message about identity, the misunderstanding of what unity should be, and the power that exists when someone changes their behavior. That someone is Tony, the founder of the Jets, who has outgrown being a Jet and now seeks a new way of life. He meets Maria, Bernardo's sister, who helps him move even farther to choose reconciliation and unity. Obviously, West Side Story wasn't intentionally written about God's grace, but Tony's change in behavior is a gift of God, showing us that grace, that the grace from God was available to him even when he didn't realize it. The good news is that God's ever-present grace surrounds us all, even when we are not aware of it. And the moment we find it and we accept it, there is a shift in our lives when we understand, and it leads us to become the person that we have been created to be. We have not been created to persecute others, but persecution is a casualty of human behavior. In the first century, persecuting the other existed, and we see it through the life of Paul, how God's grace touched him, and he was able to be a new person. Paul was a leader who persecuted Christians. He was known at the time when he was persecuting the Christian as Saul. Saul became Paul, and encountering Christ changed his life and his perspective. He gained a new identity, and his behavior changed. He did not persecute Christians anymore. Instead, he became one of them and was a real-life example of not only what God's grace can do, but how we can share God's grace instead of engaging in divisive behavior. Paul would become one of the most influential apostles who spread Christianity in the world. Tony and Paul are two examples, centuries apart. They choose to take off their old self and they put on a new self. And that choice changed them and the world around them. The passage I'm going to read today is parts of Paul's letter to the church in Colossae, written at a time when the church was growing and some misunderstandings were being preached. People needed to be encouraged, guided, and reminded who they were, Christians, whose behaviors should reflect that identity. This is what Paul writes to them. But now set aside these things, such as anger, rage, malice, slander, and obscene language. Don't lie to each other. Take off the old nature with its practices and put on the new nature, which is renewed in knowledge by conforming to the image to the one who created it. In this image, there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ in all things and in all people. Don't you think we need to hear these words today? We still live in a world that it is a melting pot, which holds different points of views, different understandings, and sometimes agendas that can create division and hate. These instructions from Paul were not only helpful in his time, but I believe they are extremely helpful for us today, as we are bombarded with different kinds of information that can create a rhetoric and climate of hate and division. Knowing Paul's instructions doesn't seem like they might have been part of Tony's transformation. Tony seemed to understand that there were no differences between those who were part of the community on the west side of Upper Manhattan. He wanted to make Riff and the Jets and the Sharks understand this too. But they were unwilling to change. It took tragedy for them to consider. Tony had done the job of taking off anger, rage, malice, slander, and obscene language from his life. And he put on a new self, exactly what Paul is calling the Colossians to do, so that the way of peace could be possible. So Paul says, therefore, as a God choice, holy and love, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be tolerant with each other, and if someone has a complaint against anyone, forgive each other, as the Lord forgave you. So also forgive each other. And over all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. The peace of Christ must control your hearts, a peace which into which you were called in one body, and be thankful people. Tony tried his best to clothe himself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, finding a new way of being, seeking unity and peace. He tries to convince the Jets and the Sharks to forgive each other. Unfortunately, he did not see that happen for his friends. Yet, when he saw the world this way, he was able to seek unity, even after killing Maria's brother, Bernardo. I see color, sex, status, and gender. I hear accents. I just don't evaluate people based on those. I want to be vulnerable with you for a moment this morning. One of the songs that the Sharks sing in the musical is called America, which the Sharks sing highlighting the difference between the U.S. and Puerto Rico. And two of the stanzas say, skyscrapers bloom in America, Cadillacs zoom in America, industry bloom in America, dwell in a room in America. Lots of new houses with more space, lots of doors slamming in our face. I will get a terrace apartment. Better get rid of your accent. My accent caused and still sometimes causes me to be misunderstood. One coach would give me a list of words I said poorly so I could practice. I felt like I didn't fit in, just like the Puerto Rican Sharks. So I practiced a lot, and I still do. If you want to give me a list of the words that I perhaps don't say correctly, give it to me. I can practice. I will be glad to include it in that list. It is hard to include bigotry, racism, and rejection, and stay in that place. Just like Anita and the rest of the Chark ladies, I'm always evaluating the best and the worst of the places that I navigate. And believe it or not, sometimes I feel that it will be better if I will get rid of my accent. Being tolerant and forgiving can be difficult if someone has a complaint against me or my accent. Patience can be tough. This congregation has been compassionate, kind, humble, gentle, patient, and welcoming with me. I belong, and you have demonstrated what Paul says. The word of Christ must live in you richly. Teach and warn each other with all wisdom by singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing to God with gratitude in your hearts, and whatever you do, whether in speech or action, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, and give thanks to God the Father through him. You are wrapping yourself with new clothes, but haven't stopped there. You have let Christ live in you richly, and you are showing it in speech and with your actions to me and to the Sharks and the Jets of the world. You have shown it is possible because you have accepted the grace that God has given you, which has been able to let you live in peace and unity. You are showing that peace. You are showing that joy to the world because you are now free and nothing is holding you back from experiencing your true identity in Jesus Christ. You all have a small card and your worship guide. Do you see it? Take it out. It is the scripture that we just read. We're giving it to you because you can go back and refer to it. It is pretty much this little piece of clothing that I'm showing here. So it's reminding you what we should be doing when we accept God's grace. If you think you are already doing this 100%, give it to somebody so that that person can wear God's choice of attire daily. This coming week, we will celebrate the 4th of July, an important holiday for all of us who live in this country. The vast majority of us are immigrants who share this land as our common land. I want to invite you to remember three things as we celebrate, but also as we continue to show who we are, Christians. So the first one is, take off what is keeping you away from being at peace with yourself and others. Anger, malice, slander, and bias about others who are not like you. Let's be honest, that is a hard work, but it's a very important work. I invite you to be intentional in seeking the way of peace. How? Take time to read the Bible, the scripture. Meditate and pray. Pray to God for a change of heart and for a change of mind so that you can see others just like Christ sees them. Number two, seek unity through your words and your actions. Remember that our words are powerful. Think of the impact you may have before you speak. We can build someone up or we can destroy them. Let's not forget that we are a church that is seeking transformation. Transformation not only for us, but transformation for others. One person, one family, and one community at a time with the unconditional love of Jesus. Our actions change the world. Our words change the world. Number three, bear with one another. Accept people for who they are and where they are. Seek peace, not division. If the Sharks and the Jets could have accepted each other as equals, they might have lived in peace and not in division. It is a choice, and it is a choice that takes intentionality and willingness to be builders of peace. Choose God's choice and put on love so that compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience are what you are offering to the world. We, friends, as followers of Christ, just like Paul and Tony, are in the business of transformation, not only to our life, but to our community. We want to invite others to join us in putting away the old nature and putting on Christ each day. That is my invitation for you today. Leave away, put away your old nature and put on Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.